Blog Talk Radio.
Come on and put your hands together, everybody. Yeah.
Devil told Eve she could eat from the tree. She would surely die. Told Adam it's alright, and they both took a bite and lost their lives. Now he tells you, do what you wanna do. God will understand. So now you feel just inside. You do your thing on the side, and still say amen. Don't you be
the Lord has made, and we're going to do what? Rejoice and be glad in it. I tell you, I would like to say thank you and welcome to the Contending for the Faith broadcast. We here are going to continue to contend for the faith that was once given to the church and to build you up and to strengthen you and tear down the very gates of hell with the word of God. You know, everything is going down but the word of God, and the only way you're going to be able to stand is with the word of God. And we just thank and praise him because we see that time is winding up and Jesus is soon to come. And I tell you, like never before, we've never seen our nation, and especially the state that it is in, especially the church. I tell you, we better pray like never before. Something is on the horizon, I tell you. And we as the body of Christ better seek the Lord like never before and run for your life. I'm telling you, to stay alert like the word of God has told us, and to just to be ready and to put on the full armor of God in this last hour so that we will be able to stand. That's the only way you're going to be able to stand. I'm telling you, the enemy is coming to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But thank God, the word of God says, Jesus said he come to give us life, and that life more abundantly on today. And I just thank him. Because he's just so worthy. I tell you, we see and we hear so much from one day to the next, and sometimes the same day. You just hear so much going on around about us, and we just want to warn you, and we just want to shake you and just tell you, come on, come on, run for your life. I tell you, God is good on today. And I tell you, Pastor brought the word today. I tell you, he said, please pass the salt. And I'm telling you, are you a salt passer on today? Are you on? I'm telling you, who wants some chicken without some salt on it? Who wants some chicken without some seasoning? Oh, my goodness. The word of God. Let's go to the word right quickly because I have a special guest with me on today. I tell you, God is just so good. Matthew 5:13, that's where our pastor came from today, and I just want to share a little bit of that with you. And the word of God said, Matthew 5:13, it said, ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is henceforth good for nothing but to cast out and to be trodden under your foot. I'm telling you, where is the salters? You got, where's the salt shakers? Come on, let's get the shaking. Pass the salt. Come on, I tell you. Because I'm telling you, the salt preserves, keep us, you know? But I tell you, if we don't see anybody passing the salt today, it looks like they're passing everything but the salt, huh? We're supposed to be salt and light in this last hour. What do people see when they see you? Oh, my God, what example are we setting for our children today? What example are you setting for your family? What example are you setting for in the workplace? People around you, people are looking at you. We're supposed to be an example. I know the enemy is coming to try to discourage you and make you feel like, hey, you're the only one that's trying to stand in this last hour. But nevertheless, I'm telling you, stand. Stand on God's word. Stand on his promises. He's a sure foundation. Oh, my God, the foundation already been set, but people trying to move the foundation, trying to change the foundation, but the foundation has already been set. I tell you, Jesus is that foundation. Oh, Christ, the solid rock I stand, all of the ground is sinking sand. Oh, it's going down. I'm telling you, everything is going to go down but the word of God. Get into the word of God in this last hour. Just don't pick up any kind of word. There's so many Bibles. There's satanic Bibles. There's just so much going on around us. Get with the King James Version. I don't care what people say. That's the one that was around when you came, and that's the one that you should stand on, because these other ones are adding and taking away. But one thing for sure, the solid foundation of God's word is true on today, and that is the word of God that you can surely stand on today. My guest today is my lovely friend, Sister Tracy. She's going to come and we're going to talk about some things that we're seeing. I tell you, I guess we go from one week to the next. We receive so much, and we just want to warn you. We love you. We know that the devil don't love you. Don't listen to him. Don't listen to that voice of Satan today. There are many voices. But you want to hear that small, still voice. How you can hear the voice of the Lord is get in the word of God and get familiar with the word of God. So when the enemy comes to trick you and to talk to you, discourage you, and tell you lies, he's a deceiver. On today, you'll know what the word of God has said, and you can stand on it. I tell you today, you can stand on God's word on today. My guest today with me is Sister Tracy. I want to know, are you there, Sister Tracy?
Hello?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, Sister Harris. Praise the Lord, Ready Church audience. How's everyone doing?
Oh, we're blessed by the best and ain't taking the devil's mess. Don't have to.
Amen. Amen.
Don't have to.
I like that.
Oh, yes.
I like
Thank
that.
Thank you, God. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It's a sure foundation, honey.
Yes.
Sure foundation on today. Want somebody to pass.
He's definitely our rock.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. You know, we talk from one week to the next. Now, sometimes, you know, even before the week's out, me and you get together and I tell you, I just love you and I just thank God for, you know, you coming on and helping me out. You know, we want to get the word out. I mean, our purpose
yes,
and our goal is the same. We don't want
right.
to see people lost. That's what
right.
the mission is all about, souls.
Right.
right.
Oh, it's yeah. about souls, you know, saving people, you know, from hell and saving people
yes.
from all this deception that's going on around
yes.
here. And I was listening to the program from Thursday night, and it just so blessed me. Sister Green,
mm-hmm.
she was such a blessing, and I'm going to listen to that again. It's just such a blessing, but it's refreshing when you come across saints that are truly walking this thing out and that are truly standing for God and for righteousness and standing on His word and not taking shortcuts and not taking man's word for things. Do you remember a conversation you and I had a few weeks back when I was talking about the song by Kirk Franklin called Now Behold the Lamb?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
remember
yeah.
we talked about
mm-hmm.
that?
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
I don't listen to Tamela Mann because of her connection with Tyler Perry and that whole gambit, TB and all that. I'm not into her. But I was like
yeah.
just flipping through some stuff in YouTube and I don't even know why I clicked on it except the Holy Spirit was trying to show me something. And we talked about this, about how the words to that song, part of the words say, Now behold the Lamb, the precious Lamb of God, born into sin that I may live again. And I sat at my computer and I thought, wait a minute, what did she say? And so then I backed it up and I listened to it again. And I was like, Jesus wasn't born into sin. And I was like thinking, how many times have I listened to and even sang along with that song? I mean, I never bought the CD because by that time, Kirk Franklin had lost his mind. He was like, that's when he had hooked up. And a lot of people don't realize that he prostituted out the group. There was a young adult choir called God's Property.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, God's Property, that's the choir that did Stomp.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't used to sing stuff like that. God's Property,
yeah.
I cannot remember the lady's name, who her and her son were the ones who actually founded. They put that choir together. And they didn't sing songs. They didn't sing worldly sounding songs. They sang songs like the old Hezekiah Walker before he lost his mind.
Uh-huh.
It was biblically based songs, and when you saw those young people minister, they were sincere about what they were doing for God. But I think that in their haste to make it big, they got with Kirk Franklin, and he literally prostituted them out, is basically what he did.
Mm-hmm.
So now God's Property pretty much doesn't really exist anymore, as far as I know. But anyway, so I was listening to the video on YouTube, and I was like, but Jesus wasn't born into sin. He was not born into sin. He was born perfect.
Right.
Because if
right.
he was born into sin, we're all in trouble.
Oh, yes.
Well,
oh,
you remember
yes.
you and I had the conversation, and we were, like, both tripping out because we were both like it. So while we were on the phone, we got on the Internet, and we went, and I said, let me go look up the words because she might have made up her own words or whatever. And we went and looked mm-hmm. up the words to the song, and that was the words, born into mm-hmm. sin that I may live again.
Yeah.
So we confirmed that. Well, I had made a comment on YouTube about how, you know, I can't believe all these years I've been listening to this song. And I just made reference to the fact that Jesus was not born into sin and that he was born perfect. And that if he was born into sin, we're all trouble. Well, I got a response from a young lady who was saying, well, 2 Corinthians 5, she was using that scripture as a way to back up, trying to say that the scripture was saying that Jesus was born into sin. So I went and read it, and let me see where. I'm trying to remember where.
It was.
Let's see if I can find. Because it just totally blew my mind, and I was just thinking how quickly someone came to the rescue of that song, and I was like, it's really sad how people will even use the word of God to defend something that is wrong, and it's like, you know, if you're going to respond to something like that, at least be prayerful about your response. Don't just go grab a scripture.
Yeah, I know. I get it all the time.
Yeah. I'm trying to see if I can find. I know that it's 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Come on. Uh-oh. Let's see. I'm sorry. I'm trying to find it. I think it's verse 21. Yes, it's verse 21. It says, "For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." Now, when I read that scripture is not telling me that he was born into sin. That scripture is telling me that he was made to be sin for us.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, that's not the same thing.
Yeah, that's born. Right.
Right. That's
right.
Not the same thing. And it's talking about how he took all of our sins up on the cross. Jesus was never touched by sin. until he was on the cross, and he sacrificed himself, taking all of our sins so that we could have forgiveness.
Right.
But I was astonished at how this person was so quick to come to the defense of a song. And the thing about it was, that wasn't even what bothered me. Because I'm thinking, okay, at least she went to the scriptures. But what really, really hit me after her response, and then I responded back to her, was how hard we hold on to stuff. We're talking about a song that came out years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, would you have fought this hard for the name of Christ that's being blasphemed throughout the churches in America?
Right.
You know, and it just I was like, my whole thing was, I'm like, Lord, I appreciate that she at least went to the word. I mean, it's devastating that she misread the word that badly.
Yeah.
But it was the reason behind you going to the word was to defend the song, not in search for truth.
Right.
And I think a lot of people miss that. It's like, okay, I can commend you for going to the word, but it doesn't do you any good to go to the word if your heart is wrong. Because God requires truth on the inward part.
Yeah.
So if your reason is in order to prove somebody wrong so you can hold on to something, God can't do nothing with that.
True.
Because your motives are wrong. I remember years ago, I was in a conversation with one person, and another person jumped into the conversation, and we were talking about the Christmas tree and how it was described in Jeremiah chapter 10. And this person basically just argued me down. Well, no, you know, they say, well, no, you know, the Christ hadn't even come yet. That's their argument for that. And I was telling her, I said, but if you study the history of where all this stuff comes from, you know that it came from this foul woman who worshipped her son as God, and I don't want to get into the crux of that. But when you read Jeremiah chapter 10, it's very clear that it's talking about what we see today. Now, of course, back then, no, it wasn't called the Christmas tree. It was called something else. But when you understand how they incorporated all of that into the Christian faith, you understand, excuse me, where all that came from.
Right.
But the thing that caught me was she came to me like a couple of weeks later, and she was saying, you know, I prayed and I went and I found scriptures, and it was a long time ago, so I can't remember what her argument was, but the whole basis of her searching was to prove me wrong. It was like, you know, I prayed about this, and I couldn't find anything, and then it was like maybe 2 or 3 years later, the pastor of the church that I was going to at the time did a whole Bible study on Jeremiah chapter 10 and the Christmas tree and all those different types of things. And he laid it all out. And all of a sudden, she was like gung-ho for it. So she comes up to me and she said, well, I remember when we had that conversation, she said, but did you know about Jeremiah chapter 10? And I said, that's the scripture that I gave you when we talked about it a couple of years ago. She was like, no, we didn't discuss. I said, yeah, because that's the only scripture that I know of that describes the Christmas tree. So I know that I didn't give you anything else because that was the only scripture that I had. But the thing that what we walked away with was when she went and prayed about the conversation that we had, she didn't seek the Holy Spirit for clarity. She sought the Holy Spirit to prove me wrong. So we have to also be careful about why are we searching the scriptures? Are we searching the scriptures to prove someone wrong? And there could be a thin line between proving someone wrong and helping someone in their error. Because I could see where you could kind of get a borderline there. But we have to be careful about that. Our hearts have to be pure before God. The Bible is a thick book. There is not one situation, circumstance, experience that any of us on this earth will ever have that God did not cover in his word. Everything that you need to answer to, excuse me, is in the word of God.
Oh, yes.
None of us know all of it.
Right.
I mean, you know, we search the scriptures every day, and the Holy Spirit is constantly giving us, excuse me, new revelation, and you know, you come across scripture that you've read before, you know, but you maybe didn't really get it then.
Yeah,
so
the first time, that's right.
Right, you didn't get it, or you may have gotten it the first time, but he's showing you another angle, but of course he gives you another angle. It will never contradict the other. That's one thing that another thing
right.
that people
right.
need to realize. But the thing that the Lord has taught me is you're going to come across situations where you're not going you know because of the Spirit of the Lord that lives in you, you know when something is God and when it's not. You may
right.
not be able to go to a scripture excuse me, and actually be able to point it out. But if you're going to go to God for clarity so that you can help that brother or sister in their walk,
right.
your heart needs to be right with God. Because God is not
right.
interested in us being right before man. He wants us
that's
to be right.
right
with him. And that's why I say that. I'm like, I'm not trying to be right. I'm trying to be right with God.
Yeah.
Because how many of us have argued in the past, you know, in our immature days, in our walk, where we thought we were right about something, only to have the Holy Spirit show us later that we were wrong, and you know you repent
mm-hmm.
of that and you humble yourself before the Lord and you're okay, you move on.
yeah.
But we have to always understand that the righteousness of God has to come from His Word and from His heart.
Yeah.
And I just thought that was important as well. So I try to make sure that when I answered her. You know, and I just basically said to the lady about the Thou Behold the Lamb on YouTube,
mm-hmm.
I just basically said to her, I'm like, you know, there's a difference between being born into sin and being made to be sin.
Right.
You know.
Right.
But it just amazes me.
mm-hmm.
Excuse me. And, you know, I had a conversation with a family member a couple of weeks ago about this whole T.D. Jakes thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, this thing with the Mega Fest and all the debauchery that's going on with that. And
yes.
we talked about how he came in and it was little baby steps. He took little baby
oh,
steps.
Yes.
Well, let me produce a movie and pay
mm-hmm.
sinners to cuss in it and see how the church responds. And
uh-huh.
the church didn't respond. I mean, most
right.
people that call themselves believers that I talked to, I never saw Woman Thou Art Loose. I never saw that movie. But I saw enough of the commercials and stuff about it to know that there was cussing in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And there were some sex scenes in the movie that would cause the average man to fall.
Right.
That's just not something that a quote-unquote man of God should have been behind.
Should be doing.
But when
that's
I talked
true.
To Christians who went to see the movie, and I asked them about the cussing scene, what blew my mind was that they had to think about it to remember that it even happened. And my question was, what is it about you that you weren't offended when it took place in the theater?
Hmm.
It should have stood out. You go to
right.
what you think is a Christian movie, and you're assaulted by a profanity, and you don't remember that?
Hmm.
You know, we've got to get to a place where we pray for and receive from the Holy Spirit discernment.
Yeah.
Because people are defending T.D. Jakes. My family
yes,
member
are.
That I had this whole conversation with,
mm-hmm.
there were all these excuses. And it wasn't in defense of him. It was more, well, I got to make sure that God is ready for me to leave. And I'm like, his words that have nothing to do with the unfruitful works of darkness.
That's
but you
word.
Are to reprove him. And,
right.
you know, and it, while I'm praying, I'm waiting for God to give me an answer. He's already answered you in his word. His word tells
right.
you that you shouldn't be there.
Right.
And it's disheartening, Sister Harris, to watch
it is.
So many people falling away because of hoopla, because that's what it is with T.D. Jakes. You know,
yeah.
it's fanfare. He's just,
oh,
you know,
yeah.
just raining on. Oh, he's bringing Oprah Winfrey. And I'm like, do y'all understand what she teaches and what she believes? And I
right.
think that the price for the tickets to see Oprah is above and beyond the regular MegaFest price,
yeah.
if I read that right. I could be wrong.
Yeah, well, I was wondering how in the world they come up with those figures of that price with the 10 cent at the end. You know, I don't know.
I don't get it.
Well, he said, free to give, free to receive. I mean, it's just a mess. They got the kids all doing commercials and marketing,
yeah.
You know, the state. It's just so sad. I mean, it's just a mixture. And even, you know, years ago when Carlton Pierce, you know, had came out with the inclusionist and everybody, you know, T.J. Jackson act like they were, you know, against it and, you know, oh, what happened to Carlton? He's gone crazy, you know, lost his mind. But yet he said they were just like me. They believed just like I believe, and we can see it today. Yes, they believe just like he believed. They were bringing in these New Age pastors. Now
right.
Nothing is wrong. They cussing, they dancing, doing the Harlem Shake, and now the preachers think he's Superman, and which is not even real. It's just, and the church is buying it.
It's sad.
It's really, really sad. People need to pray like never before because we can feel and we can see that something is on the rise, you know. I know God is not pleased, and, you know, this stuff is coming down. You know, all the pieces to the puzzle is coming together. You know, we look back and you look back and, you know, the devil got the saints to come outside the house of God anyway, you know, with him with this conferences. You get away with revivals and, you know, and all of a sudden this conference and got everybody to come out and tell Wanda she loose and, you know, and that's the same thing that the enemy did. That's what the Satan did to Eve. He went and tried to change her and to bring doubt, you know, to what God had already told them to do. And that's what the same thing Jake did. He did the same exact thing. He brought the woman outside into a big open, you know, stadium with all these women of all different cultures and everything and tell them that they are loose. You know, that means you're loose from what God has told you to do. You no longer have to abide. That's why you're seeing women with your preachers' wives and everything. The cleavage is out and everything is out.
Yeah.
Woman is just loose. And then after woman is loose, and then they told man he was loose and man's power. And now it's nothing about God and everything. I was reading today. I was even looking today. And I see where they had an article where they even doing away with Vacation Bible School as far as, you know, churches now. Well, of course, we can see why. Because there's no standards, there's no, you know, Vacation Bible School, they doing away with that, will no longer be. And then the last one I saw, the article was Hip Hopping for Jesus or something. Well, the enemy knows that I'm hip right on, hop right on out of the, you know, the word of God and the will of God, and now it's all about the Potter's house and, you know, the mega mess and gimmicks and, you know, games and all this stuff because, you know, Jake said we're going to have everything going on there, you know, so it's about games, gimmicks,
right.
You know, and trick, you know. And
everything but,
always,
everything
but, the word
but,
of God.
But the word of God because, you
everything
know, because there's
the
power
God.
In the word of God. There, you know, there is power in the word of God. There is life in the word of God, and if you let that word go forth, it's going to cause life to spring forth into people, and he don't want that.
Right.
And you know something
right.
else that I think a lot of people don't realize about T.D. Jakes, and I guess I have a little bit of insight because I have a relative that attends his church, is the same role reversal that the enemy played on Eve, putting her in the place of decision-making. T.D. Jakes is famous. That's his ministry is based on that. You know, they say, well, you know, his ministry is to women. And I'm thinking, no, his ministry is to move women because he's always empowering women.
Right.
Always
right.
empowering them, but putting men in the place of emotionalism.
Right.
Which is the opposite of how God created men.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of his biggest, I guess I want to say earmarks for him, is that role reversal thing because he's constantly empowering women, and it to the degree where you got women who are spending so much time at the church because they've been considered ministers, they're spending so much time at the church that they're not being wives to their husbands.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how is a man of God doing these things when that is the exact opposite of the will of the Lord?
The
woman
That's
is not
right.
the head. the man
right.
is the head. But if you constantly
right.
teach your congregation to, and we're going to empower women and we're going to teach our men to be soft, you know, and it's that that's just like one of those little things that, and he weaves that into everything. He weaves it into
right.
everything, and it's like I said, I have a little bit of, you know, insight because of you know, a relative that I have that goes to his church, but it's like, wow. And I even see how it affects people's marriages. Because, you know, marriage is hard enough, you know, in this world because of
That's
how
true.
The world is. But if you're going to be a man, a woman of God, Satan's going to fight you a little bit harder because you represent God's love toward his people
right.
when you're in a godly marriage. And what better
right.
way to break people up from seeing that than to empower the woman and then silence the man?
Oh, wow.
It is really, really, really devious, the things that he's doing. And he, you know, he's not the only one. I look at the people that are on the roster for the MegaFest, and to me that speaks volumes. Because if you'll stand on his platform, you agree with what he's doing. And to me,
True.
When it was announced that Oprah Winfrey was going to be there, everybody on the roster should have come off of it.
That's true.
But the fact that they're still on there, you know, God said you will know them by their fruit.
Fruit. There you go.
And he's
showing
us. And I believe that God is drawing lines. He's like saying, look, I want you to see who's mine and who ain't. These people don't belong
right.
to me. I used to get upset
right.
and say, Lord, why is this man still standing? Why is he still able? And it's like God chases them that belong to them, that belong to him. These people don't belong to God. The beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord.
That's it.
They don't fear him because that's not who they serve. They are children of the devil. That's what Jesus said. He said, you know, you are children of the devil, but, you know, Lucifer is your father. And
that's
how you can stand in front of the world and use the very word of God to manipulate people out of their money and to teach them wrong. You want to sit up and say the relationship between Naomi and Ruth borderline lesbianism? How dare you?
Right.
And, you know, a Muslim woman
right.
asks you if she'll go to heaven when she dies, and you want to sit up and tell her, you know, Jesus said, you know, many others of other folds do I have. And it's like if you would have read the whole scripture, he completed that passage of scripture with saying, them that hear my voice. Honey, if you're a Muslim, you're not hearing the voice of Christ.
All right. That's right.
And, you know, with homosexuality, that's no different from any other sin. Yeah, it is. It's an abomination. I've
right.
had another relative argue with me about homosexuality is no different from fornication. And I said, yeah, there's a difference. She said, well, you'll go to hell for both of them. I said, you're right. I said, you'll go to hell for both of them. I said, but fornication is not an abomination. It's a sin that will lead you to hell, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I said, but homosexuality, that's like a spit in God's face. It's a total reversal of his creation.
Mm-hmm. That's
right. It goes beyond. And I'm not saying that, well, you're okay if you do one and not. No, they'll both, you'll end up in hell if you don't repent from those. But if, like,
that's
people want to nullify things that God is serious about, and it's like
yes.
if he's disgusted, you should be too.
Right, right. Right.
You know, we're supposed to love what he loves and hate what he hates, but
this
That's Oprah Winfrey MegaFest thing and the Superman craziness.
Oh, yes.
I'm like, come
Everywhere.
On, people. And then the one guy that you did a YouTube on, Michael Freeman, was that his name?
Mike Freeman. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mike and Dee.
I can have church mm-hmm. without Jesus? Well, what's the point?
It's not church. Without Jesus, it's not church.
Right.
You know?
You're just having a meeting.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah. I'm like, anything without Jesus is not worth doing as a believer. I can't
right.
even hold a 10-minute conversation with you if Jesus isn't in it somehow.
All right.
And I'm going to have a
All
service
right.
where people are getting in their cars and driving across town for something
mm-hmm.
that without Jesus,
oh,
I mean, well, I don't.
It.
But the fact that people mm-hmm. would sit there and watch and say that on national television. And they'll
right.
still attend his church.
Right, right.
Help us, Lord.
And with all the stuff that he's inviting, you know, in the sanctuary, you know, the youth, I believe we had one where he had Cameron Jones on, and, I mean, the children was down on the floor, like doing like snakes and everything. I mean, in it, I guess whatever their bodies told them, their mind told their body to do, that's what they were doing. And the parents, and I said, Lord, I just don't understand why, you know, people just, I don't know, they're just eating this mess up.
Because they're still walking in the flesh.
Still walking in the flesh, right.
They're
I told my husband, when you walk
in the spirit, your spirit can't stand that.
Right, right.
You know how when you see it, how it upsets you, and it just something just goes through your whole being? It's because you're walking in the spirit. And when you're walking in the spirit, your spirit is constant enmity against the flesh. And we think, we always look at that scripture and think it's just talking about fighting against sin, fighting against the thoughts of our mind. And it does mean that. But that scripture is also telling you that when you're walking in the spirit, when you see things presented before your holy God that are flesh, it's going to disturb you because of the war that's going on.
That's right.
And so I'm like, how you can walk into these churches, because Canton, I can't think of his name, you just said his name.
Jones.
He considers himself a holy hip hopper.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing holy about that.
No, nothing. Nothing.
And that is flesh.
It is. And it's everywhere. I mean, and then to hear the men on, you know, we did a Superman thing, and the news reporter was asking the pastor, you know, about, you know, how he feel about the church and Superman, and he was like, you know, them using the church. And then he says, well, the church is using them. No, the church is not using them. The devil is using them. You know, and to be so blind as a leader and you over people, because they're going to be held accountable for these people's souls that you, you know, that's under you. You know? Gonna have some bloody hands, a whole lot of bloody hands. I'm telling you, and it's like they just don't care. That's the thing. The bottom line, they just don't care, you know. But there's an end to this thing, you know. People gotta understand that we're just doing a walk through here. We're not here to stay, you know. He tells us to cry loud, spare not, and lift up our voices like a trumpet, and to warn the people of their sin. And now they're saying there's no more sin, there's no hell, there's no heaven. It's that, you know, the Aleister Crowley doctrine, you know, do thy will, you know, and Jay-Z. It's just everything has been switched and turned upside down like an hourglass, you know, but the pieces of the puzzle is coming together.
Right.
Even Jake said the other day, he said, I was finally waiting for him to say this, and he did. There are many ways. You know, so him, and it's just showing you who's connected in this chain. This is a chain that all the links are coming together, and the puzzle, all the pieces are coming together, you know. So, and then if you go back and listen to a lot of his tapes and stuff, little different things were being said that went right over your head, you know, the first time. But like you say, sometimes you go back and listen, you'd be like, man, I can't believe he said that and I didn't catch it. But, you know, things are being revealed, you know, all the secrets and everything that we think are hidden. You know, the word of God said there's nothing, you know, new under the sun.
Nothing
all
hidden that will be
right. That shall not be revealed.
And there's nothing hidden that
just
won't be revealed.
That's right. So he's pulling up the skirts over everybody's face, and we can see all of their nakedness now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we better pray, and we're just trying to warn people, and we want to help them to see, you know, that Jesus is coming. I don't care what the enemy try to, you know, say that Jesus not coming. He's coming. These are some of the signs that we see that let us know he's on his way back.
And that's something to hope for.
Oh, yes.
I mean, you see the wickedness
of
this world. If I didn't believe Jesus was coming back, there would I would have no hope.
Oh, right, right.
I would have no hope without that, because if he's not coming back, what good is it for us to be here?
Well, I just thank you.
He alone is what makes it worth it all.
Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. So we have some other callers. We're going to see if someone wants to join us. Maybe this is Sister Johnson. I look like I see her on. Let's see her in. Sister Johnson, are you there? Sister Johnson,
praise
are you there?
Praise the Lord,
Church. Praise
the Lord, Jesus. How you doing? Hi, Sister Tracy.
How are you?
Praise God. Good to hear your voice.
Oh, it's good to hear you, too.
Thank you, God, for the word. Thank God for the word. Everything else is going down but the word of God.
Amen.
And I just thank God for the Ready Church. Thank him for the message on tonight. I thank God most of all for just keeping us tonight in the palm of his hands where no man can pluck us out of. It's just
Amen.
A sad time, and it's, you know, it's a sad state in the church of today to see that people are really compromising for the things that they are compromising. But like you just stated, you know, Jesus, you know, how could we live if Jesus was not our hope? You
right.
know, and I thank God for being saved in an evil day in a time like this and being able to still stand, being able to still hear and to see in a time like this, you know, see the things that are really going on around and about us and not compromising for the things of this world, knowing that my soul is the most valuable thing that I own, that I possess.
Right.
I just thank God for the Ready Church. I thank God for being in a ministry that preaches and teaches the uncompromised word of God. And I know personally for myself, I wouldn't have been able to stand without the word of God because I know that I have a hiding place in the word of God. And it's precious to me. His word is
Amen.
Precious to me. I love the Lord and I love his word and I love God's
Amen.
People. So I just thank God for you all, and you all just keep on keeping on in the name of the Lord. And to God be the glory tonight, and
God.
I love you, and God bless you.
Love you too, sweetie.
God bless you too. I see we have Miss Green. Let's let the screen on. Praise the Lord,
oh.
Miss Green. Praise,
praise
the Lord.
The Lord.
Praise
thank
the
God
Lord.
For, I thank God. To hear the Ready Church broadcasting today. And Sister Tracy, I thank you for being a part of the Ready Church on today. And I just
okay.
wanted to remind everybody, you guys said something that was so important. Anything you need in the Word, anything you long for is in the Word. And just
yeah.
get God's Word. If you not, if you have something that you're missing or lacking, it's in the Word. Open your Bible, King James Version. I agree that
yeah.
is the Bible to be looking at.
Yeah.
But it's in your Word. Just
right.
just humble yourself enough to go and read your Word. Ask God to show you. And he
Amen.
Will do that.
Yeah.
I thought that was a very important part. And I just thank God for your ministry, Ready Church. And
Amen.
That's basically all I wanted to say. I thank God for being who he is. I thank Jesus for giving,
yeah.
giving his life for us because he did that. And nobody else has gone to the cross for us, but he did it, and he rose again
Amen.
On the third day, and I just thank God for that. So that's all I wanted to just say hi to the Ready Church and remind everybody
God
to get in your
you.
Word for yourself.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Amen.
Okay.
God
I will
you.
Talk to you. God bless you, too.
God
bless
you.
You all. And love you, too. Bye-bye.
All right, Sister Tracy.
Well, just want to say, you know, just Lord, we just bless you. We give you praise and glory and honor. We thank you, Lord God, for allowing
thank
us
you.
To have this time to just lift your name, Lord God. We pray for
thank
every
you.
Single person that's being deceived that really has a heart for you, that you would show them truth,
yes,
that they would receive truth, God. Father, we come against
yes,
the spirit of deceitfulness, the spirit of error, God.
Yes,
and, Lord God, we proclaim the spirit of truth that he will rise up in the church, Lord God. Let your Holy Spirit
yes.
lead us and guide us. And, Lord, give us opportunities to witness to
yes,
those that are being deceived and fooled, Lord God, by
yes,
these
Lord.
Mastermind men who are leading so many astray, Father. And we thank you, Lord God. We thank you
thank
that you hear and answer our prayers in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Jesus' name. Hallelujah.